A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Hey, what's happening, Rush Nation? It's been a while since I've done a Wave Wild podcast. I do apologize. The last couple of weeks have been brutal on the old. And then that's just come up. Everything seems to be going wrong. And apologies. It's not just been hectic from a work perspective, fantasy football perspective, but also a health perspective. I have COVID, which is why I sound horrific. Trying to battle through, feeling much better today, but I do sound very nasally, so I'm going to keep this quite short and deliver this Wave Wire podcast out to you ASAP. Let's quickly run through key positions here. Let's start with quarterbacks. There's really only one necessary ad here. If you're struggling, if you've just lost Justin Herbert, then Jake Browning is your guy. He's 29% owned. He's got to be your top waiver wire priority ad this week. He's been dealing in the last few weeks, had really, really good finishes, back-to-back to top 12 finishes in fantasy rankings. So Jake Browning has got to be your guy. If you're still desperate and Jake Browning is gone, Gardner Minshew would be your backup here, 23% owned. Really, outside of these two, there's nobody else worth owning. Joe Flacco's looked okay, but there's no certainty he's dropped back to the practice squad that he will be the starter again next week. And then you've got Derek Carr, Drew Lock. I mean, they're just, well, at this point, it's just an absolute dumpster fire at the position. So hopefully you don't need anyone if you're in the playoffs. But if you do, those are the guys I would be targeting. And then let's look at the running back position. There's a few guys on here, really good candidates, just based on some injuries that have come through that I would be targeting. First one is Ty Chandler. It does look like Alexander Mattison could miss the weekend. If that happens, Ty Chandler becomes a RB2 and a definite starter. So he's someone definitely worth picking up. He's 23% owned. He's worth spending quite a bit of fab on at this stage. If you've got some fab left over, I'd say anywhere from sort of 20% worth of fab would be what I'd be using on him to pick him up. Dante Ford would be my next pickup. He's 32% owned. He's still the lead back in this offense. It's a bit of a three-headed committee, but he is getting the lead workload and he gets that sort of goal line work. So he is worth an add for me. I would go crazy. I don't think he's a league winner for you here, but I do think he's someone that adds some value. So don't spend more than 10% of your fab on him. There's Clyde Edwards-Hilaire out there and Jerick McKinnon. I'll talk about them together. Clyde Edwards-Hilaire, 43% owned. Jerick McKinnon, 39% owned. Both these guys are, they kind of cannibalize each other. It does look like Pacheco might not get to go this week. And if that's the case, you kind of have to pick a lane in here. I think Clyde Edwards-Hilaire might be the guy that you want to pick up. Unless you're in a PPR league, then Jerick McKinnon would be the guy you want to pick up. But again, I wouldn't be battening down the hatches and be picking up too much of these guys. worth an ad. Definitely think they would be a useful backup option for you, but I would be spending more than 10% of fab on either of them. PPR league, I'd go with McKinnon. In other formats, I would go with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Next on the list is Chase Brown. He's only 4% owned. He's had a couple of really big games now, mostly breaking away from like big plays. If the Bengals do start to peter out, they might use Chase Brown a bit more. So he's worth a look. Wouldn't spend too much on him. Definitely no more than 5% of fab. The player looked really good last night. He's still under 50%. I don't know how is Tarjay Spears. He's 41% owned. You definitely got to be picking him up. He's worth a good 10% of fab, especially if they decide to shut down Derrick Henry for the rest of the season. They're starting to get Tarjay Spears involved a bit more. He's starting to get more work. So it's definitely a threat to Henry, especially as the Titans don't have much to play for. And then keep an eye, I've said this name 100 times now, Rico Dowdle. He's starting to get work. He's starting to pick up. He's 9% owned. If something happens to Pollard, he becomes a league winner for you. So just keep an eye on him. He is worth a stash on all fantasy rosters. Wide receiver position is dominated by Odell Beckham Jr. He's been absolutely incredible the last few weeks. He's 47% owned. So he's still there, out there in most leagues. So do feel free to pick him up. He's worth spending a decent amount of fab. He could bring you... he could bring you a decent challenge from... He could bring you a nice sort of roster bench protection and good flex-worthy play. Sorry, I got muddled up there. So he's someone that I would be looking to play on. Definitely he's a flex most weeks now with the way that he's getting his usage, and he's just absolutely looking like Odell Beckham Jr. of old. So do pick him up. He's worth a good 10% of your fab. Curtis Samuel is 38% owned. He is someone who had a great game 2 weeks ago, so he might be off people's radars. It won't be in a sleeper like high priority ad list because of the fact he's not on people's radars, but he is there. He should be picked up. He's definitely a focal point of this Washington offense, and you want as much of that as you can given how much they put the ball in the air. They're the main two priority ads. You could definitely look at picking up Noah Brown, Zay Jones, Elijah Moore, but those guys are much lower priority ads. I mean, Noah Brown might come into a bit more of his own. Now there's an injury to Nico Collins and Tank Dell's out. But, I mean, even when he got no target or he got no catches on Sunday. So it was a tough matchup. So Noah Brown might be worth a good 5 to 7% of your fab. Kurt Samuel, about a little bit more than that, probably 7 or 8% of your fab. Odell Beckham Jr., 10% of your fab. Those are the three main guys to pick up. After that, Moore and Jones, they're worth a speculative ad, sort of bench fillers, but they're not. If your roster's good enough at the moment, don't think you're going to have a strong need to add those to your teams. Tight end is really, really thin at the moment. I would be adding Logan Thomas. He's 44% owned. He's the number one priority ad for tight end if you need one. He's been on bye, so people might have dropped him, and he might be around and picked up, so I'd be picking him up. If he's not available and you need a tight end, Tucker Kraft is the second guy I'd have on my list. He's only 6% owned. He's starting to flash. Nothing spectacular. He's definitely not a starter-worthy play, but he's someone that could potentially get in the end zone, as is someone who found the end zone on Sunday, Cade Otton. He's 33% owned. These are the only three tight ends out there that are worth putting any form of fab bid on for the rest of the season. When it comes to looking at defenses, the best defenses out there that you can stream, the Indianapolis Colts have Pittsburgh, Atlanta, and Vegas. We've seen how awful those offenses are over the last few weeks. So I'd be spending a good 3-4% of your fab here. Unless you feel like you can get them a bit cheaper, then you could drop them a little bit more. So I'd be quite happy to pick up the Colts here. The Rams have a great schedule. They've got Washington, who do turn over the ball despite putting the air on. New Orleans and the Giants, they're worth a good 2% of your fab to pick up. The Atlanta Falcons have Carolina, who are just giving away the ball for fun at the moment this week. They're worth a good $1 to $2 of fab. And then we've got the Raiders, who might be starting Easton Stick. We saw how good their defense was against the Vikings. They could be a good add. Not on many people's rosters. Not only rosters, but also not on people's minds at the moment. So worth a speculative dollar add there. They're sort of my streaming defenses of the weeks that you could look at. If you're in desperate need of a kicker, best one out there really at the moment is Will Lutz, 22% owned. Given his schedule with Detroit and New England, he'd be worth a strong add. Matt Gay might be dropped by a few people. He's too good to not be owned more, and people will drop him after the frustrations of missing two field goals on Sunday. If that happens, you pick him up. I expect him to bounce back. That's going to do it. It's a really short podcast. Apologies, but with this with this nasal and how I'm feeling, it's probably best. So thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for all the well wishes. Congratulations to those who made your playoffs. It's now time for the hard work to really begin. So let's all go win some ships and let's go ahead and celebrate in style in 3 weeks' time. Until then, Rush Nation, and until Thursday when I'll be back. Don't forget, as always, keep rushing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.